This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Okay, so you move out of the rubbled side of the building, and you begin picking your way around the large conflict, heading to the right. Okay, as you are moving, you come to the point where there is another large courtyard. This one, in fact, is even larger than the first, probably twice the size. And it has a several series of low-lying walls. Again, these walls look like they would be the walls of fountains, but there's no water or statues or anything to indicate that fountain ever existed here. Okay? So...
Wow. He just got fried.
That guy's got a really long train. Let's drink a lot of water.
It was lightning. Okay.
Sounds like you peeing on like a wet sponge.
All right. At the edge of the large courtyard, Stro moves to near Leon. Theon, sorry. Theon, what are you now?
Magma.
Okay. Let's see if she remembers which one's you. She does. And she says, if we go around it to the left, we're going to be crossing through the battle. We can go around it to the right, but it's going to add probably an hour, maybe more, to our journey. Okay. I understand the danger of being out in the open. We are most likely going to interact with someone or something if we cross it.
We are no better adding an hour. We'll run into something then as well.
I forgot, are you a creature that actually talks?
He's a magma boy.
The point is, I'm saying to go, so whether I
can talk. Okay, you managed to convey your thoughts. I got it. Yes, you're a magma crawler. 8 strong legs, he uses an exoskeleton. Yeah, probably.
I don't tell anybody, told him about the potential of this one.
Okay. Okay. And so you begin, but she does like not cross across the middle. She doesn't go out big across the middle. She goes along the right hand side, and then once you get across it, because it is rectangular, when you get across, then you can follow the other edge. Okay. As you are moving out, however, for those of you who have a creature that has long distance vision, or a person, or being, whatever. You see ahead of you and out to the left on a diagonal 2 sizable forces of Grimlocks, probably 15 to 20 in each force, that enter the courtyard. The one is heading directly toward you on an opposite course, and the other is kind of angling on your side. You can divert into the alleyways going back to the south or back the way you came. But otherwise, you're going to deal with them.
I roll. Magma crawler in the front.
I just put a new roll of paper towels in there on Friday. Huh? Oh, there we are. Okay, I was going to say, I just put a paper towel in here.
Magma crawler and behemoth in the front.
One in the bathroom's bunched up inside there.
Okay, now we just reloaded that on Tuesday. Sorry, let's get back to take a brief nap. Okay. So, in lieu of any one of you stepping up to make any kind of a decision, Stro turns to the alleyway to the right. Try to avoid interacting with the Grimlocks.
I'll follow.
Okay. The Grimlocks ahead of you are like, it's clear that they're yelling at you, and it almost seems like they're trying to get your attention more than battle cries.
I pay no attention.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's common, but it's guttural. Like it can't. They also can't form. So their thing is their face is really rigid. So they like the upper part of their face, upper lip doesn't really move. So they can go,
I'm gonna talk to you.
out of Gotham, we can't use any upper, any facial movement on the upper half.
No, we are avoiding them.
Okay, so we're trying to avoid the Grimlock parties that are trying to get our attention. That's the plan?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. In so doing, they now, it's pretty evident but to them that you're trying to avoid them, and they, both groups break into a run and charge in your general direction.
Yep, I just figured that was going to happen.
Now you've headed into the alleyway system. We don't have a behemoth currently, correct? You're a behemoth? Okay. So, two advantages, an advantage and a disadvantage. The advantage is you could knock down a building, make an avalanche, make a space, somewhere to retreat to, hide to, whatever. The disadvantage is your movement rate is 4 inches. And so if something isn't done, they're going to catch you easily.
Catch me
quickly.
No, you're in the alleyways already.
I will let everybody get in front of me and then try to knock down a building behind me.
Okay, create an avalanche, basically.
A building lanche.
All right, so roll a, just roll a d20.
We're all good. We're all good.
I think I wanted a 10.
Okay. So, yeah, you just take your big arm and you smack the building to the right, you smack the building to the left, and then it starts to slowly cave down. You stomp the ground and it goes... Okay. And it caves down. The road is completely blocked. Meanwhile, the party had progressed on a little bit. You're in an intersection. You go right, left, or straight. Obviously, if you go right or left, then you'd be moving away from the avalanche, and there are roads over there that they can cave in, collapse in on you to stop you, basically. Is anyone taking any kind of leadership or suggestion as to what should be done?
I'm trying to catch up.
So, all right. So the Stro goes straight forward. She runs, kind of jogs. She doesn't really run. She's girly.
Yeah,
she jogs.
I'm following wherever our guides go.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm following wherever she goes.
Okay.
So I have no
the
idea.
Two of them go straight forward. However, you go to the next intersection. Everybody's arriving at the next intersection, and you realize that the behemoth is still a whole block behind. So he's just reaching the previous intersection. So you're one whole step ahead of him. He's not going to be able to make the pace. And if he takes off the ring, it'll take 5 minutes before he can. But although you realize you could move a lot faster as Jake.
But I couldn't knock down buildings.
That is true. Or fight like that BMF can. They do four points of structural damage with a direct hit.
Jeez.
Wow.
Master stroke.
Definitely fight much better under your current state. However, you're not going to get away.
We're being chased, is the point?
Uh-huh. Basically, yeah. So what happened was they waved. They're trying to get your attention. And then because it was evident that the party didn't want to interact with them, she diverted back into the streets. And then they started running after you.
Okay. I'm going to break off and go back with the behemoth and match his pace in case we get into combat. At least it's not by himself.
Okay.
But neither of us can speak, I don't think. So if they want to communicate, that'll be an issue. But not sure we speak their language anyway.
So right. Assuming it's not like slowing me down a ton, every so often I'll stop and, you know,
not possibly build it. Okay. Yeah, so you could go to the next intersection, for example, and knock one down to the left, which would make whoever have to go around. The problem is if they keep fleeing that way, and if they're paralleling you on paralleling blocks, unless you create a ring to keep them out, which they probably would just climb over, it's not going to be a permanent solution because you're not fast enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're fast forward the clock a little bit. What's that? Maybe 20 total.
Can I take 20?
Probably. You're big.
If we have necessary damage, we take
The problem is, if you stay and fight 20, then will more come. That's the other thing, too. Tactically speaking, you're poking the beast. But if you stay a behemoth, that seems pretty inevitable.
Also, I don't have my sword with me if I were to drop it in the jade. I think I do have a sword.
In theory, any sword will make you outmatch them pretty heavily.
Yes, I do have the long sword from Spider.
You feel confident that Jake is probably good for 15 to 20 of them. It'll hurt, but you should be able to do it. Okay.
Sure.
So Theon has fallen back to be with the behemoth. Is everyone else continuing with throw and know?
Yeah. When I realize Theon falls back, I'll fall back and stay with the behemoth.
Okay. The Laflay falls back. One of them falls back as well. The sword-empowered Filet. Laflay.
I'm staying with
her. I angrily chitter over her shoulder at them.
Okay. What are you doing? Okay. Something.
You are a bunch of idiots. What are you doing?
Okay. Is he the only... Oh, he's a scorpion. There's no beetles?
No.
Nobody got beetles. Okay.
Nope, nobody got a beetle.
Okay.
A shadow lurker. Wanted to try for something else.
All right. And you are... You're a shadow lurker.
Yeah.
And what is your thing?
The blade.
Okay. All right. So you're up with Stro and Noth, right? You're on Stro. You fell back. You are back. You fell back.
I'm the reason that there is a back.
The Medusa Lady Stro.
Okay. All right. And then Jason. What is he? What is Adam?
Well.
He's a Laflay as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you forward with the Stro and Noth, or are you falling back with Jake?
Ow! I just got blinded, but I'm following Stro and Noth.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what happens in the short term is the parties get far enough apart that they're not going to be able to see each other. The party in the back, which now entails Jake, Theon, and Xavier, right, just the three of you, winds up essentially surrounded. So there are grimlocks on all sides, and your pursuit sort of comes to an end. Okay? At that point, the party that's in the front is really not being pursued. So you can just continue your mission and leave them to fry, or you can double back and see what's going to happen. She's strobed, like, leans down next to a building. She's breathing heavy. Her breasts under her cloak are rising. She's
like, don't think a shadow lurker really talks.
What's that?
I don't think a shadow lurker really talks very well.
No, probably not.
Let's go.
I make a very resigned scorpion sound with my tail pointing back at them.
Your stinger just goes.
Okay.
Drips a little bit.
So Stro and Noth confer briefly, and they agree Noth is going to take what sounds like it's the rest of you back to find out what's going on there, while she's going to scout around and see if she can find a pathway through the conflict. They both know how to get you through, so if you only have one, you're still okay. So, but she doesn't want to go back.
Well, Xavier's got my pouch, so I need to find him.
Right. So do you want to ride on the then now?
I was hoping she would pick it up, but...
Well, she might have, but she picked it up before she did.
I think that one dude just screamed out of existence.
Okay. Well, she's going by herself. I think someone's probably with her.
She doesn't want anyone to go with her. She realizes that even with the rings, you guys are creating the problem.
Oh, okay.
She just wants to find a path to get you through, basically.
Okay. Well, I'll roll for the
party. And people generally don't mind. It's funny to say it this way, but people don't generally molest Medusas traveling alone.
I can't imagine that would end very well.
It doesn't usually. So
once they realize it's a Medusa, they're like, so
four-legged animals, four-legged monsters like that are a little more safe because they have to act. They have to be intentional about their power to make it work. But humanoids turn to stone pretty easily. Although you're not sure how that works on grimlocks. You haven't seen her do that yet. Okay. Anyway, so are you going to ride on the dwarf then? Run.
I guess so.
Or just walk.
No, right with him. It's okay. Probably faster.
It's about the same, probably. Okay. So, is anyone not okay with being part of the party that doubles back to check on Jake and Xavier and Theon? All right. Okay, so you're going back, but you're not like being pursued or no one's hunting you or anything like that as you go back, so you don't have the pressure. The group in the back will be about 2 minutes ahead. So you do also have a couple of people that can talk some, and so the communication might be a possibility. So what happens is they have surrounded you. Mind you, you have a behemoth, so they have a pretty big loop, and they're blocking, basically just blocking all the alleys, and then the one they're standing on rubble and that kind of thing. So you have this kind of like post-apocalyptic scene where they're standing on ruins and all around you, various heights and so on, one's on a roof, that kind of thing.
Rubble and stuff like that.
Not very well, like crawling over rubble. It would have to crunch or shift under your weight until it was stable, which it will do.
So it's not beneficial for me to just start destroying everything around me. And
well, yeah.
For them to stumble.
Right. You would stumble as well, is the point. It would slow you down as well. The problem is you're just not fast inherently. But usually nothing messes with a behemoth, so that's not really usually a problem. You eat like you would eat a grimlock. That's not a problem. Okay. Anyway, so one of the grimlocks then faces off with the three of you, and you do see that he may be the largest of the roughly 20 that are surrounding you. And he says, and the upper part of his face doesn't move as he talks, he says,
"You come with us."
I go to body check him.
Okay, so you're going to move toward him? Okay. So, roll initiative.
Do you
have
any
classes? No. Okay. So you have initiative and you begin to move towards him. However, he responds fast enough, even though you only have a 4-inch movement rate. It'll take you like 5 segments to get actually to body check him from where he's at. It's 20 feet away. So he just scrambles up the rubble, mostly out of reach. Now you can hit the rubble and knock it down or whatever like that. But it's like they don't immediately attack you, and he doesn't attack in response to your charging him. Bearing in mind, you are a behemoth, so they're attacking you normally would be kind of futile because you're such a beast. But point is, they are not being offensive. They're trying to parley, and he said, "You come with us."
Why?
Or some speak with you. Come to Orzom.
I think you're the one who can talk.
What is? What are you?
The magma crawler.
Oh, magma crawler. Okay.
Who's that? Who's that?
Who's that? Okay. He says,
"Commander Orzom. Controls this area. You wish to pass. You must speak to him."
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
You'll pay respects. Maybe you pass.
Is there anything near me enough that I can just stomp it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's rubble on the ground.
I mean, anybody.
Oh, no. No, they're staying at least 20 feet away.
Is there any chance for me to any sort of range to play?
I mean, you have a really long reach. You could probably reach pretty close to one, and then like you could hit the rubble that it's standing on or a building or something and knock it into it, which would cover the rest of the distance. So if you wanted to, like, take the rubble and shove it at them or knock it at them or knock a building on them, that kind of thing, there's probably a way that you could do that.
Okay. I'll try to back them up to, like, a building or something. Just kind of try to knock the building on them.
Okay. So you're tactically trying to maneuver a little bit to get them to a couple of them anyway in a pinned spot, and then you're going to try to knock a building down on them. Okay. All right. So the 2 minutes has expired at the point at which he's about to do that. The rest of the group is coming up following Noth. Okay. And what you see is what's described. You see now probably about 20-ish Grimlocks that surrounded the three of them, and there is a parlay going on, but you can see that the behemoth has edged to one side of the group, like he's getting kind of close to one of the outer edges of where the conversation is taking place. Okay. Also, in approaching, you probably have realized that there are other Grimlocks that are a little further away that seem to be affiliated with this group. So the total number that you're dealing with might be more like 40 or 50, if they all will get involved. They're waiting a little further out. Okay.
Pleasant.
Anyone doing anything before he moves to send rubble on them?
Protection from fire lasts basically until you use it.
Yes. It is permanent until the damage is used up.
Yeah. I'm going to cast protection from fire on myself.
Okay. It's 8 points per your druidic level. So what level druid are you?
8.
So you get 64 points of protection from fire. So you take no damage until the first 64 points are applied.
It's level trained for, right?
It is your full level, so it would not be level trained for. You said it right. Yes, you said it. Sorry. Level trained for. Yeah. I just did it backwards in my head.
Sounds like Jabba the Hutt.
I think I updated this. I'm actually savage.
Okay. All right. So then at that point, Jake makes his move, and you shove the rock, and the goal is both to, you're basically going to crush them between the boulders and the falling building is the problem. Is the goal. All right. So just roll a d20. Say again.
12.
Okay. So what happens is you hit it, the tremor shakes, and all the Grimlocks stumble a little bit, as does Theon and Xavier, for that matter. And then some pieces of buildings nearby that was not even in your mindset, you weren't even thinking about, also fall, like here and there, rocks fall, that kind of thing. And then the big wall that was behind them basically goes to pieces and falls. Two of the three of them kind of skitter out from underneath of it, and one of them is basically crushed. Like he's buried under rubble. And about all you can see is his head and one shoulder. And it's a bloody mess. Grimlock bloody, which is black.
Read Grimlock!
Okay. So you destroyed one of them, and the other two were pretty much unscathed. Okay.
So are we running? How large am I? You said it's a huge creature, right?
Which one is it?
The lava magma thing.
Yeah, so I think it's man-sized.
It's definitely not that
small. No, it's large. It's large. So standing up, now you have 8 strong legs and a heat-resistant exoskeleton, and when you stand up on your rear legs, you'd be like 12 to 15 feet tall.
You've never been this big in your life.
That's true. You are no longer diminutive.
No, he's actually like a 9-foot magma crawler.
Darn it, I should have thought of that. Normally 12 to 18 foot, but for you, it just wasn't enough material to work with. Okay. Anyway, so that it doesn't break open a hole per se to easily, you know, get away. And
this is my opening start going on a rampage here.
Yeah, okay. So he's this theoretically his opening salvo.
If only Master Sharp was a weapon specific.
Say we on our way.
Four sharks.
Okay. So the two Grimlocks who narrowly escaped, one of them moves over and is standing basically out back on the top of the pile in the same place, and the other one's about halfway down. You notice that the one that's standing on top of the pile is actually standing with one of his feet on the head of the dead guy, and he doesn't seem to notice. Just standing there like it's another rock, basically. Okay. And the guy who was doing the speaking before, which you guys are basically behind him, he's got about a half dozen Grimlocks around him, and then he's standing there. And the group that came up that got ahead is now behind him. So he's theoretically unaware of your presence. He says,
if you not go to Usium, we'll have to destroy you.
What kind of being is this guy?
Grimlock.
Backbite him.
I mean, you can. There are roughly, there are now 19 of them in the immediate circle, and 30 to 40 more that will join the fray as soon as the battle starts. So,
where is the rest of the party?
Behind.
Three of them are in the circle. The rest of the party is behind the leader, so they're in a good position to.
Some of us are
attacking.
Only some of us can talk.
So I have. I just feel like I can punch stuff. Basically, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a monster.
Is the one guy there? You said the one guy was there, but the Medusa chick moved on?
Noth is there, yes.
Okay. I'll ask him, should we fight or should we go see this leader guy?
I mean, if I was alone, I would go see him. The problem is, if enough time passes and you have to take the rings off, he's going to know you're not from down here.
So would it be it'd probably be better to just kill them all? Hopefully,
I'm not even sure if we have that option. If we start fighting and it takes 10-15 minutes to kill enough of 50 Grimlocks to get away, then we'll probably be facing 300 to 400 more. We're literally in their capital city.
Run?
Not as a behemoth. Behemoths don't run.
Sorry, Jake.
Do we know if Grimlocks are resistant to fire?
They are. I can try to negotiate passage, see if we can bribe him.
You'd be better at that than I would. I have nothing.
I don't like Grimlocks. That's why I didn't want to do this in the first place. They don't make any sense to me, but I'll try it. Okay, everybody else stay undercover, I guess.
I give up.
Okay. In the meantime, did you want to pick off a couple more scragglers that got a little bit too close?
Yeah, I'll keep rampaging until somebody's like, hey, wait, we're going to go ahead and do what they want, or, you know.
Jake's just like sitting there mocking. Yeah.
Okay. So you hit another building that there's a guy standing on the roof, and there's a guy standing on the rubble in front of the building, there's a guy standing on the ground, and your primarily goal is you figure the guy standing on the roof, if you collapse a building, he'll fall, right? And what happens is you hit that pile of rubble, and it takes out the guy who's standing on the rubble in the front and the guy that's on the roof, but the entire building collapses. And when it does, it fills the alleyway to the right, the left, probably behind, which you can't actually see, and it also rolls out into here, which causes you to kind of stumble as you have to shift your big bulk up onto all the new rock and stuff. And you feel rocks under you going, like shattering under your weight. And it'll stabilize in a second, but you've got a whole bunch of rubble that came down underneath of you. Okay.
I'm just going to act like I'm in a corner beating off for the moment.
Like a cornered behemoth, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So, like, nasty. Okay. All right. Noth then steps out. Everybody else stays concealed, and he calls out to the Grimlock. And he speaks in a language that nobody speaks, I'm sure. Does anybody speak Dwarven, however?
Nope.
Okay.
It's not an Elvish language, is it?
It is not. You speak Dwarven?
Yeah, I've got a language every level. All
right, so you know that he's probably speaking in essentially Dark Dwarf,
It does have some similarities to Dwarven, enough that you can kind of get the gist of what he's saying. And basically he's asking him, what is the meaning of this interruption? Why are they stopping this group of travelers? Whatever. And the Grimlock speaks back to him, but he answers in guttural common. He doesn't answer in Dark Dwarven. And he says,
Ursium will see you before you pass through his terrain, his area.
And Noth says, we don't want the delay of meeting with your leader. Would you consider letting us go by for payment?
Once I see him talking to the other guy, I'll stop for a minute.
Okay. And he seems to be thinking. He says,
Ursium, be angry if I let you pass.
Offer him money.
He says, we have money.
Money. It would take a lot. I'll have to share most of it with Ursium and spread it out amongst my warriors.
Couple hundred gold, dude.
We cannot have any long delays. We must move on, and quickly. Even if it is at the cost of all of your lives. Even if it is at the cost of our lives. Either way, we want to move on.
Pay enough, and I'll get you through the middle of town.
How much is enough?
50 copper. Oh, that's not so bad.
Never know.
Okay. He's thinking treasure.
A new conversation path is opened up.
Okay. So, what are we offering? Note says.
Nothing, because I'm a scorpion. I don't think we have gold. Anything to offer. Because
I can offer gold, but you'll have to hide me for a few minutes.
Here's the axe.
Good?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You're that Grimlock.
You're going to the axe and tell him it's an artifact. Give him Jake's sword.
Ooh.
That would be terrible. That's something.
That thought crossed my mind.
That would be terrible.
That thought crossed my mind.
I'd be hungry at paycheck again.
You feeling lucky on structural dice rolls today, buddy?
Okay. His attention is now focused on Noth, because that's who he's been talking with. Roll a d20.
11 again.
Okay. You get like a strange feeling internally, like in your midsection. It feels hot. Like you can only maybe liken it to like acid reflux.
Do I have to scorpion food?
Maybe you're pregnant.
You're a pregnant scorpion.
Like, all of a sudden, it didn't build up. So all of a sudden, you
okay.
The
morning
sickness.
Scorpions don't deliver live birth. Sorry.
Maybe those. These ones do.
Not mammals.
They could just be named scorpions. Because
anyway, he's pretty sure he's a male scorpion. It doesn't change gender necessarily.
Now, if it's a cockroach, that could happen.
Okay. Roll another d20.
17. I do not hold my scorpion beak.
No, you don't think that's what it is. It's not digestion. Right? Oh. It's more of a feeling. But it, okay, anyway, so it subsides. So it didn't last long, maybe like 20 seconds.
Something magical.
I mean, not that you'd recognize. There was no spell casting as far as you could tell. However, you do see looking now, you're looking over, and you have decent enough distance vision. You're looking over the whole scene of where everybody's kind of gathered, where they're surrounded and stuff like that. You notice that past that area, on the roof of a building, about four buildings past the outer ring of the Grimlocks, you see a dark-clad individual that's wearing something more like robes. And he's standing on the roof overlooking the scene. And somehow, internally, you register that the pain, or discomfort really wasn't pain, but the discomfort that you just felt is affiliated or associated with him somehow.
He transferred spells. And it gave you a stomach ache.
Did it feel like a magic? Is somebody messing with magic?
I mean, maybe, because realize you're a scorpion, so you don't feel things the same way at all. You have an exoskeleton. You don't have organs, per se, like human organs and stuff like that. And a lot of times, like when there is a magical spike, you might affiliate, like you might associate with like a tremor in your gut. Like you do kind of feel it in your, the center of your being.
I feel it in my bones.
I think there might be something there to be learned, but how often is a person going to detect magic as a scorpion? How useful is that actually going to be?
So I'm riding on the dwarf guy, right? But he's actively involved in the conversation.
He is involved in the conversation, yes.
Yep.
Who's near us?
So he's out a little bit in view, and the others have kind of stayed undercover. But relatively close by, you have Xavier as a Laflay. Fazuri as a Laflay. And Adam as a... Where are you again?
Mind Flay.
A Laflay. So you have three Laflay.
Three Laflay.
Oh, and I think...
I'm a Shadow Lurker.
A Magma. A Shadow Walker.
Oh, I'm a Shadow Lurker.
Shadow Lurker.
He's a Magma. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to jump down and go over to the Azuri Laflay.
Okay.
I'm going to run up, skitter up.
Do you allow him to climb up you? Okay.
If not, I stab you. I'm joking.
Save his board.
I get up to your shoulder and I take a claw to push it to turn your head. Do you resist?
No, I don't resist.
Okay. When it gets towards the dark clad figure, I point my tail at it.
Okay, roll a d20.
Okay. 15.
How's that do for wisdom?
Makes it by 3.
Okay, so yes, you're aware that he is pointing out that there is a dark clad robed figure. I mean, it's almost certainly some kind of spellcaster, priest, something like that.
I'll say,
and as if to augment the concern, in the far distance, in the giant battle, just about then,
that does sound concerning. Did I get a map?
No. No, they're not. No one here has thrown so much as a spit in your direction at this point. But the battle is only 100 yards away, so... He is continuing to go. Okay.
It's a lot of dirt in the line.
A lot of that.
It's going to take a lot of dirt in the line.
So, Noth says, so we'll offer him the axe and how much gold? They value gold, platinum, silver.
100 pieces.
Steel.
I give him 100 pieces.
I think a lot more than that. He's got 20 men. It'd be like 5 gold pieces apiece. I have nothing, so I can't help.
Double wage.
Somehow you think a Grimlock mercenary probably would get paid more than 5 gold a month.
And depends on how much gold is in the society as a whole.
That's probably true.
I can give him...
There's a lot of gold.
100 gold and 100 platinum.
They're like, gold, worthless.
You better pay me a gold.
50 electrum.
Makes me 100 gold, 100 platinum, 50 electrum, and a stone sword. Or stone axe.
Chopper's expensive. Magical stone axe.
I'd rather keep the axe. I kind of like the axe. It's kind of simple.
Yes. You give him Jake's sword instead.
Like I said, that thought has crossed my mind.
Little shadow looming behind you as you think about that.
I only don't do it because I know Jake wouldn't do that if he was in my scenario.
Very helpful. Very thoughtful. You have to go into the building to change and be Xavier to get the money out anyway.
And hope to God I can change back.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
A lot of gold was spent in there.
Noth goes in the building, gets the money.
I'll go with
him. I'll have to.
Okay.
Okay, I'll say someone's going to have to come with me in case I don't change back.
Oh, I'm going to wait 5 minutes
before we're on again. So.
I'm going with him changing forms.
I had it written down. I remember it now.
Okay. All right, so the two of you are in the building. Noth comes in, gets the money and the axe, and he takes it out and he offers it to the Grimlock. And, nice roll. Okay. So he agrees. He will use the money to compensate Usium and for the axe, whichever one he wants. And he and his men will escort you across the center of town.
How much you give him?
100 platinum, 100 gold, and
it's only like 17.
50 electrum.
50 electrum and an axe. 100, 100, 50, and an axe.
No, we needed two more combats with it.
Well, there's plenty of guys.
Something tells me it's not magical.
Just fight my fight. Stop!
Okay.
Fight. Okay, here you go.
All right. So now you have... So he and his men, which are down to 17, will escort you back toward the center of town. You do not currently have Stro with you, however. Remember, she went out to try to find a way through the battle.
Yeah.
So are we rolling what we are?
Yes, you'll need to do that.
The number of times... Seven.
We have to do it.
Just those two.
Again, while
because they went in the building. Although it's not going to be too long before the hour's up.
Seven.
Shadowy, could I have changed?
Hopefully, it's not a behemoth.
If the conversation, like when they start negotiating for money and stuff, and he's going to do it, could I have changed then?
No. You were watching to see what was going to happen. You
I mean, like
now.
When he starts looking for gold and like.
Yeah, when he went in to get the money, if you wanted to go in when he
did. That's why I'm asking. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Drop my spell component before you do it. All
right. What'd you roll, RJ?
Nine
is four. You are an Earth Warden, a burly creature with six legs and a strong exoskeleton for protection.
Table sight.
Hunts for larger prey such as burrowing rodents and small reptiles.
Four.
Man-sized. Four.
Yes.
Nine. You are a deep gnome.
Cute.
Seven. Seven strength.
Whack.
17 dex.
Roll
a seven. You are a two, which is a tunnel rat.
So disappointing.
Come on. You are a nimble creature with four legs and keen senses.
So disappointing.
I just want to talk.
Okay.
I'm a gnome.
All right. So, just by way of clarification, since obviously we have a lot of very intelligent and wise people in the group, they are changing. There's going to be a slight delay. Realize it has been half an hour. So if it takes these guys more than half an hour to move you across the city center, if you don't change now, you're going to have to stop in the middle of town to change.
If anyone expresses that they're doing it, we definitely do it. Or if I think of it.
Well, when the first person takes their ring off, there's like a flash of white light that comes out of the building. So it's pretty clear what's going on in there.
I will change.
No, they're just pooping.
I rolled it.
Okay, go in there. They really blew the place up.
Okay. Two is seven.
Then we come out as a different party.
A slow but gargantuan
creature. Oh, there goes our building.
Has numerous limbs and a massive hulking body capable of causing tremors underground.
You destroyed the entire building.
I was thinking, what if you were a beetle and then you crawled inside someone?
You definitely busted off. Down some of the building in order to fit in there.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Although he's a slightly smaller behemoth than the other ones.
Slightly smaller. Less basic material to work with. Okay.
Yes,
I agree. So, are you putting your ring back on?
Yeah.
Okay, roll a d10. You are a LaFlay again. He keeps getting a LaFlay. You should start leaving your Kopesh sword out of it so that you would have a weapon to fight with.
I feel like losing it like I lost.
Right, that is a problem, yeah. There's that.
I have somebody pick up my spell component
pouch. Alright,
I'll pick it up because I'm human size, so I can pick it back up.
Yeah, but you don't have hands, right?
No. So, no hands. He's going to carry it as well. Yeah. So, he did remember this time to put it down, but do bear in mind that if he takes the ring off and doesn't put it down, it might be trapped in the other form.
That's why I went like this and I said, drop this
welcome. He reminded me.
Well, you hadn't gone in there with him when he changed, though.
Oh, I would have definitely forgot.
Yeah, he probably would have forgot. And then you wouldn't get it back again until he turns into that same thing again, if that's how it works. That would be bad. Okay. Anyway, so they're all changing because it might take more than a half an hour to get across the city center, and if it does, you'd have to stop somewhere and change then. So did you want to go ahead and do that now as well?
I mean, if I have the opportunity to.
You're going to have to go back down where they are and get out of view, basically. Although somebody already turned into a behemoth, so that'll be good. They'll think it's the same one.
Okay, yeah.
Behemoth just goes around the corner. I'll
surreptitiously try to turn into a behemoth.
Roll a D10, sir.
Five.
Constipated.
That's a mind player.
Yeah, my cat.
I got six.
You are a LaPlay, mind player.
My cat can't. I will.
Technically, there is a difference, but you don't know.
To see if he still has my sword.
One.
Okay, it's on the ground.
Yes.
Or she'll walk forward out of my center.
We have a swordsman.
Later, she's walking
a gaunt janitor-style swordsman, but a swordsman nonetheless. She just okay, is that everybody?
I got a six.
I don't quite understand the gaunt janitor.
You got a 6 plus 5 as well. You are a burrower beetle, sir. Tiny wingless beetle with six legs, sharp mandibles for burrowing through soil or whatever else.
Keep that up so I can eventually shift.
That would be cool.
How long did you say I would have to be a burrowing beetle to do that?
Oh, at least 6 or 8 hours.
Well, have we jumped past any time in that?
No. No, not as a creep. You guys did not sleep as creep. You slept with yourself.
It was a track rat beetle and...
I've spent now 3 hours as a burrowing beetle. I wanted to squirt. Or I guess this will be my 3rd hour.
Okay, I would like to just point out that I am not nuts. So here is this is what comes up on Google. Google a janitor and look at images. Notice one common factor.
They all have overalls.
Not the overalls. They're all thin. Oh. That was my reference. I made a reference. I didn't say about overalls. You said overalls. I said thin. Although this guy over here on the right is not thin, but he's animated.
But that proves my point that there's no more iconic weapon of
than
choice
a mop. Definitely.
Than a mop.
Maybe a push broom, but I mean a mop is more.
Important. Okay, I went through
all three of the top Google images had mops in
there. Yeah, the mop is definitely the most.
The top 29 images, and of the top 29, 27 of them are thin. So that's why I made. So my stereotype did hold, even though I'm kind of.
Just shows that people discriminate against fat people. Hire janitors.
maybe. You're just your class of you not get hired as a janitor and get paid for life.
Dan, you're being vocationist right now and I don't appreciate it.
Vocationist?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they held the
I'm just going with what that picture show.
Maybe they held the photo shoot upstairs.
Upstairs. Terrible.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Hey, I resemble that
remark. Oh my goodness. All right. Okay, so you are being now in new forms and being escorted across the city center. Okay. As you are escorted across the city center, you do get a good
good look at the battle that is going on to your left. It is going like you walk for several miles and see the battle is continuing. There's lightning and fireballs and casters on both sides. Yep.
Wow.
It's quite the thing.
Didn't expect them to know magic.
Yep. Okay. At one point, after you've been walking for a couple of miles, a spellcaster, no, definitely a spellcaster, he looks like a black flitting shadow, basically, and he comes down and he lands next to the guy that you were negotiating with, and they walk together for about 50 yards, and they're having a hushed conversation, and then he takes off again. Puffs him away. Okay.
Does he work here?
He's going to be important in 5 years.
You have 17 Grimlock guards plus the leader who took the money and the axe. Okay. You're getting to the opposite side. It's been about 45 minutes or so walking.
It's a long walk.
Okay. And what does this one do? Yes.
The pig.
Okay. As you are, you see the row of buildings. It's kind of jiggy-jaggy, like one sits in front of another. It's not like a neat row or whatever that forms the end of the courtyard. And as you are approaching it, you see Grimlocks in groups at each exit. There are several of them, five or six, blocking each alleyway. And then in the center, on one of the two-story buildings, you see a large creature that is anything but thin. He's very bulky in the belly, but it is humanoid in shape. He has a conical head, and he has short wings that look too small to lift him off the ground. And he makes some kind of like screeching noise.
See the big old nose?
Okay. At which point the Grimlocks all fan out, and they're basically kind of in a wedge formation with their leader at the center and all of you guys in the middle.
See the big nose?
He does not have a big nose. No, it's more like a baby face.
It's not like
bulky jaw, baby face, fat, like rounded. Okay.
Just his face.
Yes. Wow. So who is all a social person?
Still can't.
Okay, so you have one deep gnome.
That's me.
Laflay. You can talk, but with a tentacle face. Another Laflay. I forgot what he was.
Oh, he's the
burrowing beetle?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's excited.
Tunnel rat?
He's the only one likes being the brick. What are you?
Laflay?
The earth creature.
Oh, yeah, you're the behemoth. Okay, yeah. You're the one slowing everything down. Because he moves it 4 inches. Okay.
Yeah, the earth wing thing.
The
human sized guy.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Earth war.
This is the
largest. Yeah, that's it.
Theon is the behemoth.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yes. The earth warden is actually quite quick. Okay. And so you're at about 100 yards, and they stop. At roughly 45 minutes after you change.
Okay.
He comes back to your group, leaves the formation. They're still in a wedge, but now they don't have a point, basically. He does have the battle axe in his hand as he walks up to you. And he says,
Artax will not let us pass. You will have to negotiate with him once you leave the city center. Okay. Unless you want to fight.
Can I have the axe back?
If you want to fight, we will fight with you. Artax deserves what he gets.
Not for me. The back, distant back to the left, you hear spells go off.
So, thank you.
guy or fight these guys.
But now at least you would have Grimlock allies.
Where is this Anorax fellow?
Vortex.
I say
his territory lies ahead of us. He is encroaching, even to be so far this way. Lucium will not be pleased. And that means we can fight at your side if you wish.
You feel something at your side tugging on the spell component.
I look to your our dwarf friend and
No, you see a rat crawling up your leg trying to get to it.
Noth says, I'm beginning to lose hope of making it through without a fight.
I think either my fourth level X is having to communicate with the rest of the party.
So one of them will. Yeah, it will.
Okay. I'm going to use it.
Wall of fire.
Tongues?
Yep.
Doesn't he speak in any language?
You speak in whatever language you speak, and they all hear you in their native language.
Yep. Nice.
Okay. Well, what
friends
I say
and allies alike.
What I say is, but what you hear is, as you what you hear is, how far is it to his territory?
He says 10 blocks.
Well, that's not so bad.
But they are encroaching all the way to the city center, as you can see.
Can I talk?
Which creature are you?
The earth guy. The human-sized earth thing.
Yeah, but it'd be like guttural grunts and stuff. And he can understand you anyway, so... So he can translate for you now because he has the spell.
We have a beetle.
Not that we know that.
Not that I would know that.
We have a beat later.
You might not because you're not super familiar with magic. Anybody who's remotely familiar with magic would understand he's easy because a beetle does not sound like that.
But you probably also don't know if you can talk until you try.
That's true. Maybe you just talk by accident.
I'll try to say so. Are you asking us to fight with you or to fight you?
Oh, he wants us to fight with him, for sure.
I'm willing to help if you want to fight.
What? Not to fight.
And if we don't want to fight, then what happens?
I will leave you here.
Oh, okay. Well, then bye.
Well, but then those guys are going to want to fight us here.
How long do we have to make this decision?
I'll turn to the dwarf and say...
They're not going to come out into the city center, so...
Can you let me... let us meet with our friends over here for about 5 minutes?
The issue is you're in the city center now, which is the big courtyard, so there are no buildings for cover for at least 100 yards in every direction, except for where they are, which is about 100 yards. So it's about the same. So you need another way to get cover.
Off the subject question, how do you feel about humans?
Asking for a friend.
Are you asking?
Yeah.
Tasty.
Oh, that's...
Joints!
Disturbing.
Disturbing? Oh, you have a wolf. Don't forget you have a wolf.
Yeah.
I'll say... I'll turn to our dwarf and say, is that the direction we need to go?
Yes. And the fastest way to get there. It would be possible for us to divert now that way out of the city center and then turn the way we need to go. There's no battle over there, so we should be able to go that way. And if they cut us off, it'll be another problem, but...
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I say we go that way.
Okay. All right.
He says to the guy you've been negotiating with, he says, can you take us out of the city center that way to avoid Vortex and his warriors? Sure. So then you turn. Head, not going toward...
That was easy.
Stay the right
answer. We have no choice but to stand here and fight, and I will die beside you. Can't we just go that way? Okay.
They are Grimlocks, so it's right? appropriate.
You're a good soul.
Okay.
That's the power of these kids.
You sure you don't want to fight to death?
So you start walking.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
Ben, probably another 5 minutes from there until the edge of the city center.
Well, first time you're coming, we should probably switch because it's about the hour mark now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. And so you enter the rows, the streets, if you will, and there's no immediate opposition, and they will leave you because that is leaving their territory. But there's none of Ortex's warriors are there to fight or whatever. So you look for a place, and Theon the Behemoth makes you a hole in a wall, right? Okay. And everyone's taking the rings off.
I love how
it's putting down whatever it is that you're holding that you don't want to lose, right?
Put down my soul.
Everybody roll percentile dice. Roll particularly low.
Percentile
dice?
Yep.
Percentile
dice. Door.
7.
I love how the other Grimlocks standing in formation waiting for us to come in. They're just like, oh no, they turned left. Our only weakness.
Our only weakness. NASCAR drivers.
RJ and Molly's bringing your keys in a second.
Yeah, she texted me, said she was on her way.
Hey Dan, 7 is not low, right?
Yeah, 7 is low. Anybody else roll low?
No.
Okay.
Death by a D100 again.
You, attempt to take off the ring, and you cannot.
Oh, no.
At least I'm a gnome. Oh, no,
it's been too long.
I think my finger is a little too big.
Can I assess that maybe?
You don't even feel the ring. Like you go to, but really, you mentally make the choice normally, but then when you pull it off, it's in your hand. But now it's not working.
Can I make the mental leap that maybe it's been too long?
Oh yeah, definitely. You calculate it's been about 75 minutes.
We're over the hour, just so you know.
Oh boy. Can we chop the finger off?
I don't think that
no.
There's no ring.
And my earth elemental will say no as well.
Well,
we're going to have to figure this out, but later.
Perhaps.
Deep gnomish bard. Kind of weird.
It happened.
And you can only do first and second level spells.
I was considering trying to switch to a dove and switching back, and maybe that'll...
Try it.
Do you think that could help? Attempted to switch to a dove and switch back?
Maybe. I mean, you said before that you have the chance to put yourself back together better.
Has the lady, have we talked to her about it?
No. She went the other way to find a way through the battle.
Before doing that.
So you have not seen her since then.
Does Dwarf Knight know?
I mean, he knows the basic operation of the rings. So you could ask him whatever you want to ask him.
I'll ask him. So, it won't come off. I'm Druish. I can be a dove. At least human me can.
Gosh, those kinds of abilities should still be available to you while you are in this form. Are you asking me if you turn to a dove and then turn back, if you could turn back to your original form?
Yes.
I doubt it. It depends on how that magic works.
It does recover a little bit. I'll give it a shot. Chaotic.
Okay.
So, especially a dove.
Okay, so you turn into a dove. Flutter down to the ground.
I say, while he's a bird, I say, you might want to leave it there for a few minutes to like let it simmer.
Okay. I've been dove for 5 minutes.
Okay. See if you can pull it off while you're
dove. Sure, I'll try that.
No.
Okay, before I switch back, I'll poop on Brenton's shoulder. And,
no, you won't. Nice muscle.
Ow!
Ow! You're not gonna kill
so
me.
Now his guts are all over your shoulder.
You're not gonna kill me. One magic missile.
Okay. So. So you're attempting to turn back to regular deer food.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is gonna be bad.
Okay.
Or no.
He's squid of mood.
Probably deer mood.
He's squid of mood.
Well, if you're trying to solve the problem, you would have to turn back to regular deer mood. That's
yeah. Not, that's I was going to might reset the clock or something. Yeah, I'll do normal deer mood.
Oh, that's possible too. I don't know. Whatever your working theory is.
My working theory was going back would kind of like reset the clock on the form, kind of want me to pull it off. But
okay.
I'm not sure if it worked that way.
I have a theory.
Just tell me what you're doing.
I will. Well, going back to gnome and pulling the ring off sounds like the safer of the two. So I'll do that.
Okay. So you may roll a d6 for healing, and you'll get that 10% of your lost hit points back.
Six. So 60%.
I've lost it. So.
14 is like 4. No, more than 8.
6 plus 2.4, so 8.4, which would be 8. And you... I assume then you're going to try to take the ring off?
Yeah.
And you cannot.
Okay. I'm an
you tried to change back to your normal state, didn't you?
No. I tried to change back to gnome to see if I can take the ring off first. Seems like the less risky of the two options I was considering. But I rest.
Why do you think that would be less risky? The ring's gone. Can't
be very scary. Going back to normal form, not agree well.
So. Don't say anything embarrassing.
But I can try it tomorrow. I mean,
I think it's going to fail anyways.
Maybe.
This is your natural form now.
Unless you can polymorph me into a human or something if you have that ability.
I don't polymorph, sorry. And I can't do... Polymorph doesn't do humans. It does animals.
I see. Uh-oh. Perhaps we'll find something along the way.
Perhaps you'll stumble across a wish spell.
I mean, maybe you could recriminate? Oh, where did that book?
I'm not going to commit a crime to change this.
No. When you die and you come back to something else.
Reincarnate?
Yeah, recriminate.
Well, if I were to reincarnate.
Recriminate? That's how it's spelled.
You know, I have to die for that to happen.
Well, I mean.
And also, we'd have to pay someone.
Yeah, we'd also have to have access to reincarnate.
Which means paying someone, most likely.
But not here is the point, so.
Yes.
I think you're stuck.
Yeah. All my stuff's gone too, including Saunders.
That sucks. Yeah. You should try talking to Saunders, see if he's still quote unquote here.
I would, but he doesn't feel like he's quote unquote here right now. And a skunk.
Since Yaya.
I'm sweet. Part deep gnome. Part disembodied soul water, part skunk.
Thank you, Malia.
Hi, Malia.
I'm like a 3-in-1 shampoo conditioner body wash.
What?
I mean, I can attempt to speak Asonorous, but I think he's just gone.
Hey.
Well, there's not much we can do about it right now.
Yeah.
I think you're just going to have to ride this one out. Let us all take this as a warning. It's very important to not miss our hour.
I'm going to try and speak with Sonorous. I didn't think it was going to work, though. But
yeah, I mean, they do seem pretty distinct, right, you know? They're pretty distinct. What they do is pretty distinct, so you might know some kind of knowledge.
So, is Sonar still there? Can I speak with him?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You wouldn't be able to do that because he's inside you.
Yeah, so I'm part...
It's a problem.
I'm part...
But you are part, so you can use your own legend or ability.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try that, see if there's a story with a
solution for that. Can you know much be a part?
I don't think it's just humans, elves, and half-elves.
Every race can be a bard, but not necessarily the way actual bards do it.
No, it's usually, I think
more
it's
like
just,
a traveling minstrel type.
I think it's like humans, half-elves, and elves, I think are the only ones.
Yeah, that sounds right. In the actual class description.
Well, I got a pretty good legend lore roll, 10. And my roll is a 7? 16.
Okay, so you recall a legend where similar artifacts like this were in the possession of the legend says, priestess, and that she was able to undo the curse of being permanently stuck in that form.
Maybe remove curse?
Perhaps.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
We don't even know where.
I mean, it could be worse.
Stroh.
We don't even know where Stroh went.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. It could be a beetle.
This is true.
That's true.
Although, what's cool is you would still get druid spells.
Up to second level.
What?
I'm normal at the moment, aren't I? I have several removed curses in memory if you want to try it.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah, this would be...
Keep in mind, we are standing in...
This could be in a 5-minute gap.
Courtyard.
There's magic everywhere.
No,
I don't think so.
The building. Oh, we did move?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I missed
left
that.
The courtyard. We went down the street.
Okay.
I thought
that's
we
why
were...
they got past the time, because they were 45 minutes when they started talking to the guy. Took 5 to 10 minutes to talk to him, and then 10, 15 minutes
okay.
to walk to the edge.
I missed the point. I missed the part where we said we were walking. That's okay. I've heard everything else.
I guarantee Jason doesn't know.
I've heard everything else.
You've
heard us
all familiar gnome right now.
I will attempt to remove curse him.
Okay.
It's laughing at you. Mocking you.
Yes, the ring mocks you. Roll percentile to Acer.
It's laughing.
Arden.
The ring casts vicious mockery.
I won.
Low.
Low.
Worst like this all
year.
It's basically like an assassination roll.
Veggie soup.
I think the number's going to work.
67.
I just had that for lunch.
Interesting. I'm telling you that's not going to work.
Really enough for everyone to have it.
Your what
thing,
level? Clerk?
Type video.
8.
I thought she was bringing dinner for people.
Just something.
I'm not sure that was ever the plan. I think there was a miscommunication, but in any case, Josh is making dinner.
Josh is making dinner.
I already
ate dinner, so I'm not worried. I'm just for myself.
I think he's
trying to grasp what the situation is.
Yeah. He got it from Alicia. Alicia got it from Sherry, but I think maybe Sherry wasn't saying she was.
No, I think Alicia misunderstood, and she said that she was making it for home.
Telephone game.
What's that?
It's
a bad game of telephone.
I love the telephone game.
Literally done through the telephone.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, so you cast a spell. There is definitely a curse there, but this remove curse was not successful.
Cast it again.
Okay. Roll percentile dice.
Carefully, it's going to become remove curse resistant.
Like
65!
You're
going back
there, am I good enough?
Okay. This.
We're gaming here!
Some kind of monster in there. The Grimlock monster goes by. This new person also was unsuccessful.
Here we go. Everybody has a new form except for Deer Mood.
Yeah, let's see what
brings back on.
We
got two.
The ring on.
Adam is a LaFlay. Again.
Seven.
Plus you're 17. Rat. You're a rock scorpion. Rolled a scorpion. Three.
I'm a scorpion.
3, 4, 6, 9. You are a deep gnome.
I'm a 9.
We all need to read.
Rolled a 9. Mm-hmm. So that is a shadow worker.
1.
Somebody pick up my scorpion.
7, which is a deep. You are a behemoth.
I'll pick it up.
Dan, I gotta change up my sword.
Okay, if I don't see
plus you, I'm like your nudging sword towards you.
I'll pick it back up.
Okay.
I rolled a 3.
3 plus 3. So you are a deep gnome.
Ready.
Deep gnome? 3 deep gnomes.
Okay.
That means 3 elementals.
He's picking out my spell component pouch.
Okay. Got it.
If it ain't making my strength subscribers, you wouldn't be such a big deal.
Okay.
Losing time.
Moving across.
I'm assuming the tongue spell is not active still?
No.
But yeah, I don't think so.
No. It's minutes.
There are 4 personalities in one body right now.
That's scary.
Damon, Toas, Sonorous, and a skunk.
Oh, the skunk is melding with you?
Yeah.
In a few days when you develop body odor that you can't wash off.
Or when you lift your armpit, no, squirts people.
You start farting when you get into combat. I have skunk lasers on my eyes. I don't know any skunks as you
like. I'm at one.
I don't know many skunks, to be fair. I didn't need to shoot them. They're stink lasers.
Okay, now that we're totally different people, we're ready to go.
All right, so you're moving, by Adam's recollection, east and north. And you diverted around the guys who wanted to talk to you, or were stopping the people that were bringing you through anyway. Checking for encounters. You walked for nearly an hour. Other than seeing the occasional Grimlock mostly hurrying from place to place, that kind of thing, there are no encounters.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.